Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of John, Gospel of John. John chapter 8. John chapter 8. I've entitled this message, A Believer Hears God's Word. And when I say hears God's Word, I mean this, hears with the ears of faith. Now I want us to continue with a conversation between our blessed Lord and a group that had made claim and boasted to believe Him. But our Lord, as He continues to talk with them, tell them things that are so, we find out what they truly believe. Now, when our Lord began to expose their hypocrisy, they began to verbalize the very character of the one that was their father, Satan. Evidence of life, true life, evidence of life. Spiritual life, eternal life, evidence of life imparted, placed in, is when a sinner sees God's Word and by faith he believes it. And he takes God's side against everything else that he's ever heard before. If anything that he's heard before contradicts what God has to say, he believes God. Now, I'm going to say that he may not completely understand it. I can't enter in with understanding to the triunity of God, one God, manifested in scriptures in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And one God manifested in three persons in the scriptures is set forth and known in the Messiah, the Christ. In Him is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now, I believe that. I believe that. I believe the one God, the Father, chose His people. I believe one God, the Son, redeemed them, and one God, the Holy Spirit, regenerated them, sealed them, teaches them, keeps them, draws them, bring them to God. One God. Now the Lord had been speaking to them. John 8 verse 47, as we ended last week, this is what our Lord said. He that is of God. John 8 47. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of God. You know, the truth said that Himself. The truth said that. Our Lord set forth that which absolutely should just buckle a man. Man, hear that? God Almighty speaking. Man, what else are you going to do but cry out, Lord, have mercy. God, please have mercy on me. Lord, don't leave me. Lord, don't leave me. Lord, help me. Help me. Well, what did they do? 48. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? They're speaking to God Almighty. They're speaking to the one before whom they're going to stand. They're speaking to the one who is the judge. And spoke to him and said, Don't we say the right thing when we say that you're nothing more than a half-breed? You're just a heathen. You're a Samaritan. You've got a devil. You're mad. You're talking out your head. Don't you know who we are? Don't you realize where we've come from? Don't you realize whose lineage we're out of? Calling him a Samaritan, saying that he was mad. Don't be surprised when men, because for the stand that you take for the gospel of God's sovereign grace, don't be surprised when men are mad at you about that. Speak ill of you. The Scripture says in Matthew 10:22, And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Let me ask you this. Is he not worthy? Is he not worthy to be believed, to come to call upon, to cling to? Our Lord said in verse 49, He said, I have not a devil. I'm not mad. But I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. Listen, the Father is honored. And here we are this morning, and I know this. I'm absolutely convinced. I believe this. I believe we're here this morning preaching the gospel of this Bible. I believe we are. I believe that we're adhering to the truth that's set forth in these Scriptures. I believe that, Mark. I believe it. I do not believe that we're inconsistent with these Scriptures. Therefore, believing that we're consistent with these Scriptures, I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is here with us. I believe He is. I believe that when He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst of you. I believe He's here. And He knows my heart and He knows your heart. And He sees, He knows, even right now, He knows the inconsistencies. He knows the things that go through my mind. He knows what's going through you. He knows. He knows that we are dust. For that I'm thankful. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you that you will not charge your people with iniquity. Thank you. But I know this. I know that even in the frailty of our flesh, I know, based on this word right here, as concerning thus saith the Lord, I believe that the Father is being honored in the setting forth of the glorious gospel of His Son. God is honored. He said, I honor my Father. I believe that as we honor the Son, We honor the Father. The Father was the one that says, "This is my beloved Son. Hear Him. I'm well pleased with Him." To not believe God, to not believe His gospel, to not believe His Son, is to dishonor Christ and to dishonor the Father. The Lord said in verse 50, I seek not mine own glory. There's one that seeketh and judgeth. The Lord Jesus, when He said, "I'm not seeking my own glory," this is what He meant. I'm not seeking your honor. I appreciate kind words, and it's always an encouragement. Somebody, if the word is a blessing, I do. That's a blessing to me. Coming from God's people, that is a blessing. But I'm not concerned with trying to please somebody that doesn't know Him. I'm not concerned about it. I'm concerned concerning their souls. I want people to hear. People that are driving by ahead here, I wish unto the Lord that they were here. I wish they were. I wish they were sitting and listening to the gospel of God's grace. I want them. I want God. I desire God to honor Himself in the salvation of sinners that don't know Him. I want Him to. I want God to save your kids, your grandkids. I do. But I'll tell you this, seeking men's honor as being opposed to the honor of Almighty God, by the grace of God, we're not going to do it. Just not going to do it. By God's grace, I seek not mine own honor, the Lord said. That is, in trying to bow to you. There's one that seeketh, that seeks His honor, that seeks Christ's honor. The Lord said, "I'm not seeking my own honor. There's one that seeks my honor, it's the Father. And He's going to judge this world by me, according to the servant of Jehovah, the Lord Jesus Christ." Here's the question. Here's the ultimate question right now. What think ye of Christ right now? What do you think of Him? Based on that message we just preached a moment ago, do you think that He's trying to do something, or do you think He's doing it? What think ye of Christ? Verse 51, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death." Here is the settling answer to any sinner's question concerning eternal life. Here's the question. What is His saying? If He keeps my saying, well, what has He said concerning Himself? He said, "I came down from the Father. Father sent me. I and the Father are one. I have a people." He told him over in chapter 6, He said, "No man can come to me except it were given to me of my Father." What did He say? Man keeps my sayings, he'll never see death. Lord, give me a heart. Lord, would You give me faith right now to believe You right now? Faith cometh by hearing. While you hear, while I hear, God Almighty gives faith right then to believe Him right then. Lord, that I might hear You, that I might hide Your Word in my heart, that I might not sin against You. Lord, according to Your Word, You said, a man keeps Your saying. Lord, keep me to keep Your saying. Lord, help me to hear what You have to say. Lord, I've seen others that It's evident that they had never truly heard, and they went away. Men and women that I know that I had confidence in. I thought, Lord, if you don't keep me, I'm not going to stay. I don't want to be presumptuous on God. I know this. I know if He keeps me, I'll be kept. But I know this. If He doesn't keep me, I know what I'll do. Lord, help me. Help me. He that keeps my skin. Never see death. Then the Jews, verse 52, said unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham's dead and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he'll never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? And the prophets are dead? Who makest thou thyself? What they're saying is, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? I want you to notice how the unregenerate heart cannot, will not receive the things of God. They just kept arguing with Him. They just kept questioning Him and accusing Him of making outlandish statements that He could not possibly make good on. You're telling me, you just said, if a man keep my saying, he'll never see death. They said, Abraham dead? And the prophets? They were talking about physical death. Then they started telling him, well, what you're saying is that these guys wasn't truly saved. All the prophets? Unless the Spirit of God gives a man, a woman, a heart to hear and believe, all they're going to do is resist. Oh, the beauty, the wonder, the mercy of God when you see Almighty God break a heart, break a man, break a woman, draw him to Himself. And they say, Lord, as you say you are, you are. Lord, as you say I am, I am. Here I am, without one plea, but that thy blood be shed for me. Lord, I come. Just a helpless sinner, and glad that it's like that. Glad that it's so. Who do you think you are? The Lord said in verse 54, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that He is your God. If I bring honor to myself and bow to you, if I'm seeking your glory, if I'm seeking your acceptance, my honor then is worthless. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom you say that He is your God. The one that bestowed honor on Christ commissioned Him to say, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. And I'll tell you this, based on His word, bowing to His truth, to His word, His sayings, you're not going to see eternal death. You won't. Now this is what we've got. This is what we've got on that. We've got God's Word on that. That's what we've got. We've got God's Word. You say, well, but I'm going to die. That's right. That's right. Unless the Lord comes back and we're on this earth, when He comes back, I'm telling you, we're going to die. It's appointed unto man wants to die. But based on His Word, keeping His sayings, and that by the grace of God, that by the mercy of God, You won't perish. You will not perish. Lord, give me faith to believe that. Help me. Our Lord is careful, even right here, to take upon Himself as our federal head. No glory, no honor from men. He said, the Father has honored me. My glory is in Him and His is in me. All the honor that He possesses as the God-man mediator was given Him by the Father. And I'll tell you this, all that we have is in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other safety. There's no other hope. There's no other salvation. Verse 55. Yet ye have not known Him. But I know Him. And if I should say I know Him not, I should be a liar like unto you. But I know Him. And I keep His saying. Men and women who know the Father in truth. Here's how they know Him. I do know that they see through a glass darkly. No one is going to admit, no believer is going to say, I know Him perfectly. No, you don't. No, you don't. We know in part, we prophesy in part, we see through a glass darkly. By faith, we believe. By faith, we believe God. But we don't know Him. Christ knows Him. I know Him. Ye have not known Him. I know Him. If I should say I know Him not, I'll be a liar like unto you. Here's how we do know Him, though. We do know that He's sovereign. We do know that Almighty God does show mercy in Christ. We know that. We know that God's Lamb, God's salvation, is our hope of glory. We do know that. But what do? Cast ourselves upon Him. He's revealed in Scripture. We know Him as He says He is. The Lord says, yet ye have not known Him in that way. You say you do, but you don't. Men know that God exists, but only in regenerating grace do they know something about His character, about His sovereignty, about His eternal purpose. Show mercy. But the Lord says, I know Him. I know His thoughts. I know His will. I know His choice of Christ, and I know His choice of His people. I know Him. I know Him. I was sent by Him. Brought up with Him. And if I should say I know Him not, if I should deny Him for your approval, I'd be a liar just like you are. But I do know Him. We don't bow to a false God. We know Him. We know Him. Verse 56 says, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. These ignorant Jews had made great claims to be sons of Abraham. The Lord sets forth here that by faith, Abraham saw in type, in shadows, in pictures. But especially, we can say this, he knew by revelation, the Lord's day. And I believe here that the Lord's day encompasses everything. Totality of His incarnation, of His absolute obedience to God's law, His dying upon the cross for the elect, and His being exalted into heaven as our great high priest. There's the day of the Lord. By faith, Abraham saw my day. The accomplishment is finished. All of it was finished. And he was glad. And we are too. It took the same faith God's power, God's grace for Abraham to see it as it does for us today. Verse 57 to 59 in closing says, "Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? And Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I'm God. I'm God. I am." Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Though they were completely ignorant of his words, though they tried to twist his words and tried to make him say that he was naturally, physically, right there together with Abraham, which he didn't say that. He said, "Abraham saw my day by faith. He saw it. He was glad." And here they hear him say, before Abraham was in time, before Abraham was born back in Ur of the Chaldees, back when Abraham was coming up and worshiping these little old idols with his daddy and his family's brothers, before Abraham ever came into being in time, "I am God Almighty. I am the eternal God. I am the one who never changes. I am He who is the same yesterday, today, and forever." He told them, "The God you claim to worship and don't know is me. You don't know me. You don't know me." And buddy, when they heard him say that, they did just exactly what every person in heart wants to do. "I want to be rid of you. I want to kill you. I'll be so glad when you don't bother me anymore. I wish you were dead. If you were gone, I'd be okay. If I didn't have to listen to you anymore, I would be at peace. I was doing real good until you crossed my path. And I hate you. I hate you. I hope you die." And the Scripture says that the Lord hid Himself from them. Lord, don't hide yourself from me. Lord, reveal yourself to me afresh. Lord, don't let me perish. Lord, give me a heart to believe you, to trust you, and bow to you. Lord, in that day, as Paul says, "Oh, that I might be found in him, that I might know him." As I said before, don't you think Paul knew the Lord in regenerating grace when he said those words? Sure he did. What do you say right now? You that know him, what do you say? "Oh, that I might know him and be found in him. Lord, have mercy on me for Christ's sake."